I felt like there was nothing in this world that could frighten me. My life was wrecked, my marriage was wrecked, my health was wrecked, but now I'm seeing something that literally scares me to death because I don't understand it. And as I'm looking into this pit, this place of fire and screams and torment, I just fade out into blackness. And when I open my eyes, I'm in a hospital room in Knoxville, Tennessee. My wife is sitting by. There have been multiple stitches put in my body. My arm was spared. There was almost 100 stitches. And I looked in the face of my wife, and I wasn't concerned about where I was or anything around me. All I could visualize was what I had just seen. I could still hear the screams. I could still smell the terrible smell. I could still feel the heat. And I could still hear the voices of people that I'd known through the years screaming for me to go back. And through the days to come, I tried every way to get that out of my mind.
The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
I don't want to offend anybody, but if you live a sinful life, you're going to hell. If you reject the blood of Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. If you reject this book, you're going to hell because you're a sinner.
If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. But if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
The heat was so intense, you can't even describe it. And it says in Deuteronomy 32:22, you shall be devoured with a burning heat, suffering eternal fire, in Jude 7. In Psalms 11:6, it shall rain fire and brimstone and a horrible tempest. That's what's going on down in hell. It's so hot. All these things should kill you, but you don't die from that. You have to keep enduring all these things. I wanted peace of mind to get away from the screams and just get out of there. Like if you want to go home at night when you have a day when it's been a noisy or rough day, you just want peace of mind. Well, there you're enduring all the screaming and torment, and you never ever get away with it, get away from it, ever. And in Isaiah 57:21, it says, "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked."